This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, January 25th. Well, we had quite a bit of pressure coming into the cattle space yesterday. We gapped lower in both lives and feeders. Feeders took us into new lows, taking out the December swing low. In live cattle, basically finding support at that December low. Some of the months barely took it out, but we didn't close below those lows. And in fact, it was pretty impressive rally toward the close, with some of the deferred feeder cattle actually closing near the high of the day. We were still lower and hadn't filled the gap, but it was impressive to see that the market could bounce that well after getting shellacked pretty hard on the open on a Monday. So the gaps are still there, so we'll see what we can do with that. If the market's going to take yesterday's low as a signal that is more of a swing low, and the buying that showed up down there and bringing us well off those lows is going to continue, then I would say at least we're going to fill the gap. If not, if we can't continue that upward intraday momentum from yesterday and at least get into the gap and try to fill it, then you still are looking at that pretty yawning gap that is going to offer more resistance. The longer it stays there, the more resistance it will offer. So we need to come back, get back above it quickly, or it just becomes a big overhang to the market. So we'll see what happens, but again, yesterday was pretty impressive to see the market bounce the way it did, especially after so much pressure early in the day. Some of that could be attributed to the washout that was going on in the stock market, and of course stocks managed to bounce, and they closed actually higher yesterday, but that was well after the close of cattle. So maybe the cattle will take that as a cue, kind of, you know, get some buying short up there. The night session on the stock market is lower, down around 300, so that's not offering a lot of enthusiasm that you're going to continue the rally in stocks either. So the cattle market, you know, has been under a fair amount of pressure ever since the beginning of the year. We were stabilizing there for a couple weeks in mid-January. Now it looks like we're starting to break down and take another leg down, which is something we were looking for in the first quarter of this year. That appears to be on track. Now we'll see if cash markets can, find some support, or if the feeder cattle cash can find some support. And I think the market's going to be looking out, number one, for rain in Texas. If that doesn't show up within the next few weeks, you're going to start to see more cattle coming off of winter wheat pasture, more cattle coming off of pastures in general. And that's going to add some pressure to the market. I think a lot hinges on that. And of course, you've got the packing plant labor issues with COVID. That has slowed down some slaughter rates, which is continuing to support the box beef values, but not really translating into support for the producer. In the cash trade, we didn't have anything really develop yesterday on Monday, which is not unusual. But box beef resuming the upward march, we had the choice up 109 at 294. Select was up 246 at 285. So again, the select has been up every day of this year. Choice has been up every day but one, and that was just last Friday. So box beef values just on their way back up, just in an upward trajectory, whereas the packing plants really don't have the need to push cash fed prices higher. And unfortunately, that's a story that's become all too familiar. The spread is at 8.71, that lost $1.37, so we're getting pretty tight on the spread between the choice and select. Loads moved yesterday were 80 loads, a little light even for a Monday. Slaughter rate, 115,000 head, which is better than the last couple weeks, but still well below of what we typically see on an average day. It was 2,000 more than we saw last week, but it's still down 1,000 from last year. The feeder cattle index lost 64 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 160.46. So that's been on a downward trajectory, down almost every day of this year so far. So we started out at about 165.5. Now we're at 160.5. So it's just been a slow bleed in the feeder cattle index. And I think that's finally starting to have an impact on the futures market. Again, I think from a technical perspective, we need to do something about the gaps that were left yesterday. If the market can't get back into them and at least fill them, then I think the gaps that were established yesterday on the open become some pretty serious resistance, and the market will struggle there. So today is important. Tomorrow is important to do something about the gaps. And if it can't, then I think you're going to see another wave of selling coming into both lives and the feeders. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.